David Wilcox, singer-songwriter, will be at Fogartyville Cafe in Sarasota on Wednesday. Fogartyville is run by our sister community radio station, WSLR. I talked with David earlier this week, and we spoke about a song from his new album, The View from the Edge. The song is called We Make the Way by Walking. And he tells us in the song that it's okay when there's no clear path forward. Just keep walking, and we'll create our own path. And as you'll hear in the conversation, David's approach to music is what also guides his approach to life. Here's my conversation with David Wilcox and the song, We Make the Way by Walking. The whole idea in We Make the Way by Walking, that there's no prescribed path, can be simultaneously comforting and daunting. I've seen over many years how radio has changed from less David Wilcox type singer-songwriter with acoustic guitar to a more Americana sound, and I'm curious how you've been able to create new paths for yourself professionally.
In terms of creating new paths, I changed the rules of the game in terms of why I write songs, because it could be depressing watching the tragic decline of the aging singer-songwriter, but I've decided instead of looking at this product as something I'm selling, I look at my writing as if it were a spiritual practice or perhaps a therapy, the regular exercise regime for my mental health. So for me, finding a new path is not so much about a marketing ploy, but it's more of what is sustainable and what will bring me joy and really bring me a sense of purpose and wonder. I love that there are people who are looking for this quirky little thing that I do, but I don't worry about how niche the market is.
You describe songs as a kind of therapy, and you once said, I don't think I'd be alive now if it had not been for music. Would you talk about that?
Yeah. The practice of knowing my heart, of using my full intuition for navigating life's decisions has been a path that I was not good at all. I didn't have a lot of access to my heart. I was kind of shut down as a kid. That is something that I got from working on music. The real gift that it gave me was the tools to use that kind of subtle discernment for the decisions in my life, not just the decisions that assemble a song, but the decisions that will make the rest of my life sing. Just the steady practice of showing up to my writing room, facing the empty page and the quiet, that kind of patience and tenacity, it's as if I'm asking my heart, is there something I should know? That practice of doing that every day has given me a trust in my perception of how to make those other decisions in my life. Music is a way for us to walk through the boundaries of our own limited vision and see the world through someone else's eyes. And when I'm studying someone else's song, when I learn how to play it and get inside it and really memorize it, there's this wild kind of transmission almost of what it's like to be them. When I have that kind of company, when I have that kind of presence of someone else's guidance in my life, I'm very grateful for that. I'm always grateful for the fact that we have this break in the fence. We have this way that we are not just isolated strangers. There are so many issues that could make us feel hopeless. There are so many ways that we're getting it wrong. I think if we're going to be any good for our fellow citizens, we have to make our efforts sustainable. So we can't just be running on frustration and anger.
What do you mean by the line, some things you cannot unsee?
When I say there's things you can't unsee, what I mean is if I get a hint, say for example from music, say for example when I'm 12 years old, if I get a hint about how good my heart can feel, and it totally surprises me because I didn't know that my heart could feel that alive, that good, that grateful and unafraid, then I have a choice. I can either try to forget that in order to acclimate to some mediocrity, or I could spend the rest of my life trying to remember that and hold that as a possibility. It makes it possible for me to dream big. It makes it possible for me to imagine that I wouldn't just waste my life in anger. Music has a way of teaching us, oh, there's a real possibility of shifting that point of view. Like, for example, 30 years ago, I used to start a concert, and by the second or third song, I would be thinking, man, it's a great room. This is going to be great. Or I would be thinking, oh, it's a tough room. I have to really push my way through this. Those judgments are totally unconnected to the reality of what's possible. It's the same thing with life. If you think, oh, I've been given such a bad hand and I have no chance of living a life of real dignity, those assumptions ruin the future. I just got so curious about applying the lessons I learned in music to everything else. And so instead of starting a night and saying, ah, tough room, this is going to be a struggle, I can have that thought, and then as if I'm smiling in myself, saying, I don't know, maybe there's some surprises here. I keep my heart open, and instead of bluffing my way through and trying to sing over my defeated emotion, in the moment as I'm singing, I'm doing this work of reframing that struggle. And I come to it as if I'm thinking, what if I'm just feeling the ambient emotion of these people who have come to be changed? They came from perfectly comfortable couches in perfectly comfortable living rooms where they could have been watching Netflix, but they're here for live music because they're thinking maybe there's a song that's just for them, that's the right song at the right time. What we're yearning for is so big compared to this little sound that I'm making.
You live in Asheville, North Carolina, and you sing about coming to where the air is clear and the stars are bright. How much does the external environment impact your internal work?
The place that I found here, Asheville, to me was connecting with a sense of adventure and a sense of being grateful that I can really notice my setting. That's something that I reached for and strive for. I got here by bicycle. I was riding the whole Blue Ridge Parkway with a friend. And when we found Asheville, it just seemed like this could be a place that would sustain my soul. In the lyric that you're referring to about this ridgetop experience, there's this sense of a destination, a turning of a page. There's a sense of wonder about life, that it isn't just, oh, another day. Because I grew up in a family that was very depressed. I mean, really clinically depressed. So I knew that I had to look for things that were emotionally buoyant. There's a lot of songs that I've written that are trying to hold a perspective that will keep me afloat in the sea of sorrow. So when I talk about that sense of there's a way to see this, there's a way to change my own way of thinking that can make my life full of wonder. And I know it's true. And yet it's so like trying to fix mind with mind, trying to fix brain with brain. We don't have any fulcrum. We don't have any leverage on it. It's something that's so simple and so easy and so difficult and so complicated. And that's a pursuit that feels really adventurous and fun. That's why it's portrayed in the song as there's a place, there's a future, there's a way of moving out of where I'm stuck and get to where my life feels more alive.
We make the way by nothing. We ran from the home we'd known, down the stairs, running scared to face the great unknown. We left the front door open, no key for a souvenir. Where to go when all we know is home will not be here. The path remains unclear. We make the way by the well-worn circle, we left the city lights, came up here where the air is clear and the stars are bright at night. Maybe there's a distant valley, maybe it's a ways away. We're all here on the new frontier, 'cause we knew we could not stay. We knew we could not stay. We make the way by walking. We make the way by walking. I climbed a little bit higher, some things you cannot unsee. I walked a little bit further, and the walking set me free. By then you were walking with me, and you asked if I knew the way. I made you laugh when I said our path might be a road someday. Might be a road someday. We make the way by walking. We make the way by walking. We make the way by walking. Our steps are the votes we cast. The crazy few that have seen this view may not be the last. The way that a pilgrim travels is to set off for parts unknown. So if history's kind, we're the ones who may find the way we all come home. We make the way by
David Wilcox, We Make the Way by Walking, from his new album, The View from the Edge.